The world is in mourning this morning after the terrible news last night that fantastic, eclectic artist Prince lost his life in the last 24 hours. And to talk a bit more about him as an artist and as a musical icon of the last few decades, we've got our music director, Andrew Kajuri, joining us in the studio. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Mitch. Yeah, look, it's hard to gather thoughts so quickly. You wake up this morning and see the news. But I did read an interview with Prince really recently where he said, transcendence, that's what you want. And here's a guy that got there so many times when it came to reaching transcendence. If you've ever seen a Prince show, you know exactly what I mean. I don't really need to go into it. We're talking about a guy who wrote his first song at the age of 7 years old.
Wow.
He didn't have a great family life and music was his escape. And I think he wanted everybody else to feel that escape through his music as well. But also to look at life in all its big, messy glory as well. I mean, here's a guy who, James Brown, definitely a massive influence on Prince as a very young man. And I kind of think that he went from James Brown's I Feel Good, and he took that and he made it I Feel Outrageously Good. And there were no limits to that as well. And he matched that with his musicianship. He could play any instrument, and there's a rumour that he played all the instruments on his very first album. And yeah, look, he just took funk, jazz, pop, psychedelia, and just made it all this one big, huge, almost orchestral sound with what he was doing. It was a spectacle in itself. I mean, if sound was a spectacle, Prince really gave you that as well. He set a new agenda, I think. He celebrated life in his music, you know, and like I said, it was just this big, messy thing. I don't think Prince went in and wrote a song knowing all the answers. And that's why sometimes he could be kind of confounding and confusing. And yeah, he was an eccentric guy, but he was just putting himself all out there. Sex, love, God, money, they were all the big issues for him. And he was happy to sing about it. Sometimes he got quite political as well, but it was all pure expression. It wasn't a guy who was constructing something, I think anyway, to give you, you know, something where the answer was already there.
Mm.
He wasn't really trying to preach. He basically just wanted you to sing, dance, live the joy of life and understand that it can be this curious, confusing thing, but let's celebrate, let's get funky, let's just get down with it.
Yeah.
And he always made it sound so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is an incredibly sad day. I actually don't think there's, you know, many more better guitarists than Prince. Look, I've gone for something a little different when it comes to playing a song because it is kind of ironic and sadly apt to hear this song today. It's the last song from his Parade album. It's called Sometimes It Snows in April, and it's a beautiful ballad. It's actually one of my favourite Prince songs, and it was the first thing I thought of this morning, being April and being the day that we find out that Prince has passed away.
Here it is. You're on 2SER.